USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement on Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. The largest wildfire burning in the western United States has now burnt over 400,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest in southern Oregon. Fire officials say that it's been 42% contained, but continued gusty winds and dry conditions have made fighting the fire difficult. And a federal court has lifted CDC restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships as the industry begins to start sailing again. A three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals siding with a lawsuit that argued the CDC's multi-step process for returning to cruising was overburdensome on cruise lines and would harm their business. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. is offering evacuation flights from Kabul for thousands of Afghans who served our military, but just getting to Kabul may be impossible for those who live outside of the capital city. Mike Fortier reports.
The Taliban controls most of the roads in Afghanistan, so driving to Kabul is out of the question for those who live in remote areas. Even just driving to the local airport for a flight to Kabul may be too risky, and flights can be expensive. Staying in Afghanistan, though, means almost certain death. Human Rights First says people are begging for help, and dozens have reached out to the Association of War Allies looking for money for plane tickets to Kabul. A U.S. military official says we have no ability to get the Afghans to Kabul because we don't have a national military presence. Time is running out. A 33-year-old in Kandahar who worked for the U.S. military as an IT tech tells NBC News his city is surrounded and it can fall to the Taliban at any time. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Young women may soon have to register for the draft. Brad Bernards reports.
A U.S. Senate committee has approved legislation that would, if enacted, require young women to register for selective service alongside men and, in the rare event of a war or other national emergency, be drafted for the first time in the nation's history.
We are living in the 21st century where men and women are to be considered equal, then we have to be considered equal on all fronts.
If it was a draft that included young men and young women, that seems appropriate and fair.
I think that's fair. I do. I think and women are being included in everything, and hopefully we don't end up in a situation where we ever need the draft again.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And President Biden's approval rating has hit a new low. Mike Fortier explains.
A Gallup poll released Friday shows Biden's approval rating at 50%. That's down 6 points from their last poll just a month ago. 90% of Democrats approve and 48% of independents, but those are the lowest of his presidency for those groups. Overall, for the entire second quarter of the year, his approval rating is just over 53%. That's higher than Clinton and Trump, but lower than Obama and George W. Bush. More bad news may be ahead, too. Gallup says historically approval ratings drop in the third quarter of a president's first year in office. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.